WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tomorrow afternoon on the A&M West Campus, there's an open house about highway projects starting about a year from now at Easterwood Airport.
TxDOT's designed to rebuild the FM 60 and 2818 interchange is only the third location in Texas where traffic on 60 will crisscross over 2818. That means those driving on 60, also known as Raymond Stotzer Parkway, will be driving on the left side of the bridge. The design, which you can see online at WTAW.com, means motorists won't face oncoming traffic to make a left turn.
If you travel the area, we want you to come out. We want to hear what your opinion is and what you think of the new designs that we will have.
Bob Colwell at the TxDOT District Office in Bryan says there will also be information about widening 2818 to three lanes in each direction between the interchange and George Bush Drive. Tomorrow's come-and-go meetings from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Gilchrist Building. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station Utilities has received City Council approval for $3.5 million of electric system improvements. Electric Superintendent Tony Mahalski says the work addresses the city's increased population and state requirements.
There are some poles that have to be replaced behind the rain tree section of this that have been there since the early 80s. And then we're adding the section there to split up our transmission line that goes to the Spring Creek sub. It's all on the same poles. And as that sub grows in size, if we have a problem there, we're going to have a problem keeping the lights on. So we're adding about a mile section out there.
More than 5 miles of power lines, the diameter of about a quarter, will be replaced with lines the size of a silver dollar between the Academy Store and William D. Fitch. A near-unanimous Bryan City Council supports moving ahead with plans that could give future economic development incentives in the area generally bordered by 29th, Briarcrest, and Villa Maria. This comes a year after efforts began to create a formal health and wellness area around CHI St. Joseph's. The hospital government affairs officer, Tim Ottinger, says there's interest from their 1,800 employees to live within walking distance of the hospital.
A survey we conducted last fall indicated that almost 13% of our staff that we surveyed would definitely be interested in living near the hospital. Another 18% said they would highly likely consider living near the hospital if the right amenities and the right housing were available to them.
Al Sines was concerned about using money that could be spent in his district.
Just allow me a fair but healthy skepticism.
Any incentives from the possible TERS or tax reinvestment refinancing zone would involve improvements and not what is currently existing. An unidentified bicyclist is in the hospital after being hit by a truck Monday afternoon. According to the Bryan Police Report, the man failed to yield the right-of-way while on Parker crossing West 15th. The man, who was struck by a pickup, was last listed in critical condition. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office reports they are the victim of a new phone scam. Multiple people say they've received a call from someone named Lieutenant Walker. If they don't cooperate, they're being threatened with arrest and deportation. And the caller has been hostile and insulting. More information about how to handle phone scams is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 43 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Mark your calendars February 13th and 14th for the 2016 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit HomeExpoBCS.com for more info.
Hey, it's 6:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs and drilling bell-bottom piers, they also do polyurethane concrete raising of sidewalks and such. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure is going to continue to build off to our east, and as it does so, we will continue to warm up. We'll look for sunshine to lead to a high of 65 to 70 this afternoon. Tonight we're clear. Overnight lows are going to be 45 to 50. More sun, warmer tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Tomorrow night clear to partly cloudy with temperatures falling to near 50. Friday looks to be partly to mostly sunny, highs anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with A&M basketball gearing up for tonight's game in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. We'll have more on A&M men's and women's basketball. We'll also get you updated on some Big 12 action as it's all knotted up at the top of the Big 12 for hoops. Lone Star NBA was at work last night, and more in sports at 6:50.
So yesterday was voting day in New Hampshire.
Yep.
Yes, it was.
How soon you forget, you know. Anyway. And if you'll recall, at this time yesterday, we had the election results. Now, they were incomplete, but I want to apologize for if anybody was misled to think that John Kasich won all of New Hampshire. He didn't. He just won that Dick Foles Knock Hicksville Not something. Anyway,
doesn't Hicksville's
matter.
Notch.
That's the one. Sure, why not? But also, others trying to vote who were not qualified. You know, it's an interesting situation there because Republicans can vote in the Democrat thing if they want to, or vice versa. You know, they don't have to make a pledge. But an escaped pig weighing over 600 pounds strolled up to the door of a polling place yesterday in Pelham, New Hampshire.
It is a big one.
Did that on Tuesday morning. Pig was wandering around through the parking lot that was full of primary voters and hung around by the door. Police determined that the pig came from a local farm. So they needed to keep it away from the door, so they kept yelling, "Pig!" And it scared it, so it went away. They didn't have to worry about that. Then they got it out there, and the farmer took it away.
Pressure's going to continue.
Oh, shut up. I'm going to hit the other button. So, as I said, you know, well, you know what the police were yelling at it?
Bacon!
Thank you. That way it'll work for the promo.
Too late.
Oh, okay. It's going
to be a good day. That's unsalvageable.
I know. What can I say? We're
going to have a great time. Okay, so you got to be funny later on.
Information. Hey, did you hear that the invisible man? Oh, never mind.
Huh? What?
No.
Oh, Patrick doesn't know it.
What?
Patrick doesn't know it. Oh, that is awesome. Oh, my day is better already. Oh, this is so good.
It's Bench of Wednesday.
Yeah.
This is Larry Hodges. As a small business owner who's created jobs right here in Brazos County, I can tell you that who we elect to represent us matters. That's why I'm voting for Nancy Berry to be our next county commissioner. Nancy has served our community selflessly for years and as mayor has a record of keeping taxes low while also funding our core city services. She's made tough decisions that make Brazos Valley a great place to live. Please join me in voting for Nancy Berry for Brazos County Commissioner Precinct 3 in the Republican primary.
Political ad paid for by Nancy Berry campaign, Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's see what Valentine's Day is right around the corner. I'm just saying, just giving you guys fair warning. You know, if you don't have anything, it's going to be your own dang fault. All right, so here we go. It's day 41. We have 325 of them to go. There's a fingernail moon out there. If you like fingernail moons, which are pretty cool looking, that's out there. And I don't have my little days because something's going wrong here, and I'll fix that in a minute. In the meantime, you can tell us about the birthdays.
All righty, Rudy. Mackenzie Vega is 22 years old from The Good Wife. Emma Roberts is 25 from American Horror Stories and Scream Queens. I'm going to try this one. Uzo Aduba.
I don't know.
Orange is the New Black.
Ah.
35 years old. Elizabeth Bank is 42 from The Hunger Games. And she was actually one of the voices in the Lego movie. Laura Dern is 49. Glenn Beck is 52 today.
Oh, wow. He'll be on the radio at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, he will.
I think.
The Shark, Greg Norman, is 61 years old. Seven gold medals in 1972. That would equal a 66-year-old Mark Spitz. Roberta Flack is 79 today. And Robert Wagner, 86 years old.
Wow. It's Plimsoll Day.
Huh?
Plimsoll.
No clue.
Plimsoll Day is dedicated to the memory of Samuel Plimsoll, who was a member of the English Parliament who championed sailors' safety while traveling the world's waterways in crammed-up ships. He was instrumental in the amendment to Britain's merchant shipping law, which came about in response to the then national problem of dangerously overloaded ships. They still do that in parts of the world, right? You know what I'm saying?
I would assume
so. Well, you hear about those boats in, you know, in those Asian countries that turn over and X number of people die. Well, that's because of him. It's Umbrella Day, which could be like parasol, which is in simpler plimsoll.
Keep
and
going.
Thank you. It's all and all the news that's fit to print day. Reason being, it was on this date in 1897 that the New York Times first used that slogan. Ah. All the news that's fit to print. And now we have some newspapers, and they just say all the news that fit to print. I'm just saying, oh,
why
what?
Is it
golly. Am I having a day today or
timing,
what?
It's all about...
No, that show's not even supposed to be
timing.
On for a while. No, it's just my computer is... My screen is going away over here on the left. I'm really having an issue with that. So it's got this little black blob. We're going to make it... I may take pictures of them, give them to you, Patrick, and you can put them on our Facebook page as the...
We can do that.
As the black blob takes over the entire screen.
If we gave you admin rights, you could do that.
No.
This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
House Homeland Security Chairman Representative Mike McCaul recently released his February terror threat snapshot. The results are very disturbing. Some key takeaways include nearly 2,000 European citizens have snuck back into the continent after fighting in Syria and Iraq. ISIS and Al-Qaeda, well, they're expanding their sanctuaries from North Africa to South Asia. The U.S. faces the highest Islamist terror threat environment since 9/11. 33% of homegrown jihadist cases since 9/11 have happened in the last year alone. And just yesterday, Marine Corps Lieutenant General Vincent Stewart said ISIS and their presence in Iraq and Syria is only the start and that the terror group is likely to increase the pace and lethality of its transnational attacks. So much for the JV team, Mr. Obama.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, Valentine's Day is this Sunday.
W.
There's only one way to win Valentine's Day this year, and that's to win her heart all over again. I got to tell you, I've been sending my wife Sherry's berries for years. The biggest, the most delicious, the juiciest strawberries on the face of the earth. My wife loves them. Get them for your Valentine's this year. It's only $19.99, a 40% savings. If you really want to be a hero, you can double the berries for $5 more. You can see how beautiful they are when you go to the website, berries, berries.com. Click on the microphone, put in my last name, Hannity. Now, there's only one way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. Juicy, huge, freshly dipped strawberries, $19.99. Double the berries for $5 more. Go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone, put in my last name, Hannity, or call 866-FRUIT-02 and mention my name. Do it for mom, do it for grandma. Do it for your wife, your girlfriend. What about your daughter? Do it because you will be a hero. Berries.com, my name Hannity.
There's a crisis on our border, and State Representative John Rainey is part of the problem. Let's look at his record. Rainey sided with every Democrat in the House and voted against $92 million in border security funding. With radical Islamic terrorists seeking to infiltrate our southern border, John Rainey put Texas at risk. That's wrong. And it gets worse. He was one of only three Republicans who supported taxpayer funding for embryonic stem cell research, the destruction of human life. Rainey voted with liberals to weaken border security, increase his own pension, and defends the destruction of unborn life. John Rainey, he's part of the problem and way too liberal. There's a better choice. Conservative Jess Fields. Jess Fields is a true outsider. Jess Fields will fight for border security and work to end sanctuary cities. And Fields is a pro-life Christian conservative endorsed by Texas Right to Life. Texas values, conservative leader. That's Jess Fields.
Political ad paid for by Jess Fields campaign.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Today's Wall Street Journal says Asahi Group Holdings is nearing a deal to buy two European beer brands that SAB Miller PLC and Anheuser-Busch InBev want to sell to address regulatory concerns about their planned merger. The two companies have been seeking offers for Dutch brand Grolsch and Italian brew Peroni, both of which are owned by SAB Miller. Anheuser-Busch InBev's planned $108 billion acquisition of SAB Miller would create a brewing giant with roughly 30% of the world's beer market. The nation's second largest food service distributor has filed papers for an initial stock offering. U.S. Foods Holding Corporation, based in Rosemont, Illinois, says it plans to raise $100 million in the IPO. The filing comes several months after a judge blocked plans by larger rival Sysco Corporation to acquire U.S. Foods for $3.5 billion. Crude oil trading at $28.55 a barrel. Futures are higher. And that's your money now.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Aggie basketball radio shows are at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road on Monday nights this year, starting at 6. It's the Gary Blair Show. At 7, the Billy Kennedy Show. Come join both coaches for 2 hours of Texas A&M basketball. Each show features special guests and questions from the audience. Certain Mondays, due to travel schedules and games, only one show may be aired. So go to the Athletics website for broadcast times and stations. It's Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road. Aggie basketball. Gary Blair at 6, Billy Kennedy at 7. Hear both on the radio.
621, News Talk 1620, WTA. So we're at February 10th. So you're not still writing 15 on your checks, right?
No.
Okay, you got to 16 already, yeah. So that helps. But, you know, if you think about, I mean, 1915 does sound like it was a while back, but when you start looking at what stuff used to cost back then,
mm-hmm.
I mean, how little people earned. For instance, a dentist could make $2,500 a year, which is interesting until I tell you that a vet could make about $4,000 a year.
Huh. Well, I guess they needed their animals more.
Exactly. They needed their animals, and they needed their animals to be healthy.
That's essentially a mechanic.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of that, an engineer was $5,000 a year. More than 95% of all births took place at home.
Mm-hmm.
The average U.S. worker made between $200 and $400 a year.
Oh my God.
In 1915, okay? Let that sink in. The average worker is making $400 a year. And now people who flip burgers want what?
$15.
An hour?
An hour.
Of course, the American flag had how many stars?
Oh, in 1915?
Yeah, 45. 45. The population of Las Vegas in 1915 was 30. 30! Crossword puzzles, canned beer, and iced tea had not been invented yet in 1915. Hello?
Well, I think the main reason no one's writing 16 on their checks anymore is because no one writes checks anymore.
I was talking to a high school student yesterday, and she was asking for my email, and she called me on my cell phone. And like an old guy, I said, let me give you my email address. Do you have a pen? And after I finished the conversation with her, I'm thinking, way to go, Mozon. You know, if you think about it, all you had to do is tell her, I'll text you my email address. But
this is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Howdy, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. Some things are just too crazy not to be true. An organization for the deaf is holding a major festival in England this summer. It's scheduled for July in a town called Eggington. But the police are fighting against it and trying to get its license revoked because they're worried it'll be too loud. A festival for the deaf. They found festivals include live music and goes every night until 4 a.m. And more than 800 deaf people are planning to show up. As for why there's music, a spokesman said, quote, the event is for the deaf community and anyone is welcome to come to learn sign language and make new friends. It is for people who like freedom and who can stay the weekend in camp, too. Now, the license was going to be debated in the town council meeting last week, but the guy organizing the festival couldn't participate because the sign language interpreter didn't show up. He eventually told reporters that there was nothing for the town to worry about. Quote, we have live music with headphones and it won't be loud anywhere outside. The only thing that keeps this from being absolutely perfect is the fact that it didn't happen in Washington, D.C. And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. Valentine's Day is Sunday. Go online today and get your gift certificate from Boardwalk Spa. You'll cover all the bases in one fell swoop with massages, manicures, pedicures, couples massages, a shop there, nice little boutique she can go shopping in. Just go take care of it right now at BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
On Saturday, February 27th, hundreds will gather to celebrate another year of saving lives and healing hearts at the American Heart Association Tree of Life Heart Ball. This black tie event will offer a night full of fine dining, entertainment by the Argyles, a live and silent auction, and conversation about heart disease. Join the Brazos Valley American Heart Association for the Tree of Life Heart Ball, Saturday, February 27th at Miramont Country Club. Find out more, brazoscountyheartball.heart.org, presented by Baylor Scott & White Healthcare.
Good morning, it's 627, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios, paging services at Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Pretty good weather.
Bright sunshine in the forecast for today. Look for temperatures to be milder across the region, 65 to 70 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 45 to 50. More sun coming up for tomorrow. Highs anywhere from 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, it's clear to partly cloudy with lows around 50. The outlook for Friday has us partly to mostly sunny. Temperatures on Friday are going to be anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Why is it that heart disease is a big killer in this country, but virtually non-existent in some other countries? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Ever wish you could read her mind? Like when she texts you,
hey, we need to talk.
Wouldn't it be nice to know she really means,
I'm going out with my friend Saturday. You should go grab pizza and beer and watch the game with the guys.
At ProFlowers, we can't help you read her mind. But with our expertly designed bouquets, guaranteed delivery, and customizable add-ons, we can ensure you deliver the perfect message this Valentine's Day. So when she texts you,
the roses are beautiful. I love them.
You'll already know she means it. Let the pros at ProFlowers help you deliver the perfect message and win this Valentine's Day. Right now at ProFlowers, get 2 dozen stunning assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $29.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter promo code 600. That's ProFlowers.com, code 600.
More and more research keeps pointing to the fact that a plant-based diet will help prevent and conquer all kinds of chronic diseases.
What happens to somebody when you're treating with whole food plant-based nutrition who's overweight with heart disease, diabetes, and hypertension? Their risk for a heart attack? Gone. Risk for a stroke? Gone. Obesity? Gone. Diabetes? Gone.
Cardiologist Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, author of the book Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, says we see this in populations around the world.
There are millions of people who will never, ever have cardiovascular disease. Who are they? Well, you've got the Okinawans, the Papua Highlanders in New Guinea. You've got the rural Chinese. What's the common denominator? Whole food, plant-based nutrition without oil.
Dr. Esselstyn is the doctor Bill Clinton credits for turning his health around and reversing his heart disease by putting him on a plant-based vegan diet. But a lot of people can't imagine giving up meat, cheese, and all their fattening foods, to which Dr. Esselstyn says,
when people realize that you can have meals that are plant-based, that'll absolutely compete on any level you want in terms of mouthfeel or deliciousness.
The evidence is pretty compelling that heart disease can be tamed.
Coronary artery heart disease, which is the leading killer of women and men in Western civilization, is nothing more than a completely benign foodborne illness.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Future economic development incentives could be coming to what Bryan City officials call the Health and Wellness District. That's in a general area bordered by Briarcrest, Villa Maria, and 29th. A near-unanimous city council backed a private-public partnership where multiple meetings have taken place over the last year. Mike Sutherland, whose district includes the possible tax investment refinancing zone that includes CHI St. Joseph's, compared this to College Station's medical district.
And I know I've been railing against TERS, but if used properly, I think there's a great benefit to the citizens, especially not having to increase the taxes. And the people inside the TERS won't have their taxes increased either, but they'll benefit from all enhancements that are going to come from the hospital.
St. Joseph's Government Affairs Officer Tim Ottinger says almost a third of the 1,800 employees at the main campus would be interested in living nearby given the right circumstances.
We believe there's a significant opportunity to have some of our staff that would like to, kind of what we talked about in this project, live, work, and play all in the same area. In that area, if the amenities and the housing were suitable for their needs.
Councilman Al Sines says the hospital will thrive and succeed whether or not a TERS is created.
I see who those properties belong to, and I just want to be sure that what we've included is legitimate, and I don't know that I see that right now.
The TERS would also address the increase in vacant office space along Briarcrest and possible redevelopment of buildings and land owned by the Bryan School District. Later this year, College Station Utilities begins a $3.5 million project. Electric Superintendent Tony Mahalski told the city at its last meeting it involves replacing more than 5 miles of power lines from near the Academy store to William D. Fitch.
We've got to make it larger due to studies that we're required to perform by ERCOT every year.
And the lines we have now are not big enough?
Correct. About 10 years ago, we rebuilt some of them. And the studies are telling us now that we have to rebuild. Right now, the line up there is about the size of a quarter, and we're going to something about the size of a silver dollar.
The project includes replacing power poles behind the Raintree subdivision, and there will be a one-mile extension of transmission line to the city's Spring Creek substation to accommodate additional growth. $3.5 million of highway improvements are planned to begin a year from now in the area of Easterwood Airport.
You're invited to an open house tomorrow afternoon between 4:30 and 6:30 on West Campus at the Gilchrist Building. Bob Colwell at the TxDOT District Office in Bryan says plans to rebuild the interchange at 2818 and 60 involves a design that has only been used at two other locations in the state.
It doesn't matter where you're a college student or not. If you drive on the roadways, you're more welcome to come, and we want to listen to what you have to say.
The bridge on Raymond Stoetzer Parkway over 2818 will be widened to 6 lanes. Traffic will be driving on the left side of the bridge after making a crisscross at both ends. That'll eliminate motorists having to make a left turn in front of oncoming vehicles. You can see the design online at WTAW.com, along with a TxDOT video of how it works in Round Rock off I-35 at University Boulevard. Tomorrow's open house will also have information about widening 2818 to 6 lanes between the interchange and George Bush Drive. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hoblin College student flipping the bird at the director of the Bryan campus, Dr. Jimmy Bird, along with yelling profanities, resulted in an arrest on charges of disorderly conduct and evading arrest. According to the arrest report from Blinn Police, Dr. Bird was highly offended by the hand gesture and obscenities, which included the F-word. Then the student, 22-year-old Myron Morrison of College Station, drove off after being told to stop. Morrison, who is out of jail after posting bond, was upset about the installation of no parking signs. Domestic violence at a Westside Bryan apartment complex led to the arrest of a woman on charges of stabbing her estranged husband and her stepdaughter. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, the aggravated assaults took place while the victims were moving out of the Forest Park Apartments on Sandy Point Road. 42-year-old Alicia Jackson is accused of using a pocket knife to stab the man in the groin and the jaw. He received hospital treatment for his injuries. The stepdaughter received a small cut on her head. A College Station woman is off to prison for biting a Walmart employee in the armpit during a shoplifting at the store in West Bryan. 36-year-old Elizabeth England, who has been in jail since her arrest last June, was sentenced to 2 years as part of a plea agreement where she admitted to a robbery charge. According to online court records, England has 6 prior convictions for property crimes, including 3 residential burglaries. There's not a Lieutenant Walker with the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, but someone's giving that identity and as the latest phone scam suspect. In many of the cases, the scammer has been aggressive and insulting if the victim doesn't give them their credit card number or a preloaded debit card to resolve bogus charges. Online at WTAW.com is more information about how to handle phone scams. Bryan Police has released store video from Kroger's of unauthorized credit card charges last month. You can see the video online at WTAW.com, along with what to do if you recognize the person of interest. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 43 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The nationally acclaimed, award-winning Marian Anderson String Quartet performs a very special work arranged just for the BBSO. Follow the Drinking Gourd, a song that was a musical map leading slaves north to freedom during the Civil War. Also experience Walker's Lyric for Strings and Grant Still's Afro-American Symphony No. 1 beginning at 5 p.m. on Sunday, February 21st at Rudder Theater. Tickets are available at bvso.org or by calling 696-6100. The BBSO, making music come alive.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Kyle Cassell here, your Republican State Representative, District 12. As a small business owner, I understand the need for conservative principles and common sense in Austin. I've been endorsed by the NRA, Texas Association of Business, and Texas Right to Life. But the most important endorsement is yours. I hope you will vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more. This is Kyle Cassell asking for your vote for Republican State Representative, District 12. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. That's Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and a whole bunch more. Here's a whole bunch of good weather.
Bright sunshine in the forecast for today. Look for temperatures to be milder across the region, 65 to 70 this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 45 to 50. More sun coming up for tomorrow. Highs anywhere from 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, it's clear to partly cloudy with lows around 50. The outlook for Friday has us partly to mostly sunny. Temperatures on Friday are going to be anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We'll do a good job of bouncing back. We just got to stay the course and stay focused and can't let these losses get to us.
That's Jalen Jones from the A&M men's basketball team. He's a junior, and he's getting ready for Alabama in Tuscaloosa tonight, which is broadcast live here on WTAW, by the way. We'll have an update on Aggie basketball. The ladies play tomorrow and a whole lot more up in sports in about 12 minutes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Drum roll.
The voice of a loser.
Congratulating Senator Sanders on his victory tonight, and I want to thank each and every one of you, and I want to say I still love New Hampshire, and I always will.
Oh, you want more? Okay,
no.
Here's more from a loser. Here we go.
Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Now we take this campaign to the entire country. We're going to fight for every vote in every state.
Until I'm indicted. Oh, no. She didn't say that.
I believe we've got to start good things happening again in America.
Yeah, right.
She said something last night that I hadn't heard before.
Okay. And
forgive my ignorance if it's... When did she go undercover in Alabama?
I don't. Well, that could have been when she was a student in Georgetown.
Okay.
It could have been a long, long time ago. It could have been.
She mentioned that, and I went,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, I heard that, too.
Is this like the sniper shooting at you when
yeah.
you landed?
If you missed this, this was a great campaign speech. It was a great campaign speech. It was pretty well written. It was very well delivered. As one of the people on Fox said afterwards, what would it have been like if she'd have won?
I'd agree with that.
She lost by 20 points.
Got stomped.
When you take women and add the millennials to it, Bernie Sanders got 80% of the women. This days after Madeline Not-So-Bright said, there's a special place in hell for women who don't vote for Hillary Clinton. She said that. And as one person said, well, I guess I'd rather go to hell than vote for her.
That is the opposite of feminism.
Well, Joe Scarborough even unloaded on that comment yesterday.
When I heard that, I guess they played it on Sunday morning. When I heard that, I'm going, what? Here's what should have happened. Here's what should have happened. Is Bernie should have, you know, Bernie's such a wuss. He should have looked at his clock and he said, I'm going to give her 7 minutes. And then I'm going to come out on my stage.
And just roll over?
Well, yeah, because you tell me they're going to bail on her to go to Bernie because he won it.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that. He let her go the whole time, and he just shouldn't have done that. I mean, that's free advertising for her campaign, and if this is blood sport and pointed elbows and all that stuff they say, then that's the way he should have played that. But he didn't. What's interesting to me is if he made a statement in front of people, I never saw Ted Cruz last night.
Hmm. I did not either.
Saw Jebster.
Yep.
Saw Trump. Trump went a little long. Trump kind of got circular in there and started talking about all sorts of, you know, he'd start a sentence and, oh, kind of like me, he'd start a sentence and move on to something else. So it was a very disjointed speech from him, but, you
he
know,
doesn't know what it's like to win.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's something new and different. And then we got some John Kasich. So, but, you know, Ted Cruz was nowhere to be found. So, now the next debate is going to be the Democrats. It'll be on Feb 11. That's, what, Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
tomorrow. And that'll be at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee campus. The lovely and talented Gwen Ifill and Judy Woodruff will be your moderators.
Ted Cruz finally started his advertising campaign.
Oh, okay.
Specifically against Trump.
Oh, yeah?
This one was good.
Was
whoever
it?
His ad person is really incredible.
Uh-huh.
The one before that we saw was
Ted
people crossing the border.
Yeah.
The lawyers and journalists.
Yep.
And this one was little kids playing with a Donald Trump action figure.
Oh.
And they just start shouting eminent domain at one point in there. So if you can
good.
Find it, it's amusing.
Okay, all right, I'll look for that. Then the Republicans on the 13th, they'll have a debate that'll take place in Greenville, South Carolina. That one's going to be on CBS. It'll be John Dickerson, you don't know who he is. He's the guy who took Skeletor's place on Face the Nation. Major Garrett and Kimberly Strassel. Then they come to Texas. They'll be here on Thursday, the 25th of February. It's the CNN Telemundo Salem Radio. It'll be in Houston. They have given us no other details other than that.
Hmm.
So that's coming up. So, Michael Bloomberg. Said that, you know, he may run for president.
Yep.
If you know Michael Medved, he's a conservative, and he's on some shows that we've run here in the years past. Here's what he rolled out. If Michael Bloomberg runs for president as an independent, he won't win the White House, but he could provoke a constitutional crisis. Now, it's completely plausible for him to win New York and New Jersey, and maybe Pennsylvania, which would deny either the Republican or the Democrat candidate a majority in the Electoral College.
Ooh.
And if the two parties otherwise carry the same states as they did in 2012. Now, what happens? Here comes the Constitution. Under the 12th Amendment, the choice then goes to the House of Representatives, where the GOP has control. But what if the candidate is Donald Trump or Ted Cruz? Okay. Neither of them popular with the GOP, obviously. Okay. So let's say that House members decide that's unacceptable. If one-third of the states abstain from voting, then the presidency is vacated and the vice president-elect becomes president.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
And how do we choose the vice president? That is by a vote of the Senate that is very closely divided. The Senate could choose a Republican or a Democrat or Bloomberg's independent candidate. I mean, there's some ifs in there, obviously.
I have some assumptions
of things that could happen. But that it's to tell you that there is a framework in place. It is a convoluted framework that is in place. But, I mean, wouldn't that just be what we would expect as the next chapter of what this year has been? Because it has been a roller coaster ride.
I was going to say, that'd be way more engaging than hanging chads.
You know, it really would. It really would. Boy, listen to all those people. And talk about deal making. I don't know. But we could end up like with the junior senator from West Virginia as president of the United States.
It would be the inmates running the asylum at that point.
And you know, it's been a long time since we've had that kind of historical stuff going on in the presidential level. But, you know, that makes for a great story. That's a great history narrative right there. So from that standpoint, I mean, I guess we could welcome that. But there you go. So Michael Medved kind of laying out what the Constitution has in place if the chaos ensues.
We have a quick note from College Station Police. Westbound traffic on Harvey Road will be diverted to Copperfield for about an hour. They're going to photograph an accident scene.
Okay, once again?
Westbound traffic on Harvey Road diverted to Copperfield.
Okay, because they're going to be doing some accident investigation. All right, 647.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Like any other living, breathing being, your landscape's going to go through phases. Over the years, your needs and expectations will change, and likely so will the plantings you made 10 or 20 years earlier. Progressions in landscaping, how landscapes evolve, right after this message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come back with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com.
This evolution of landscapes is actually the very same thing that happens inside your house. The baby's room becomes a home office because the baby just left for college. The shag carpet finally makes its way to the landfill or wherever shag carpet crawls off to die. Things just change, and it's those changes in your landscape that make gardening such an enjoyable hobby. You're never really finished. Your garden is always a moving target. There's always something to fuel the fire of landscaping excitement. How about shady solutions? Sooner or later, if you live in a house long enough, those little trees you planted will grow into magnificent specimens, taking their place in our vast urban forests of Texas. You wanted shade, and that's just what they're bringing. Heavy shade, kill the grass shade. Shade that makes you cry out for entirely new groups of plants that won't need sunlight to survive. It's not uncommon when trees grow to full size for gardeners to have to redesign beds to conceal big patches of bare ground. St. Augustine is our most shade-tolerant turf grass, but even St. Augustine has to have 4 to 6 hours of full direct sunlight each day, and that's just to hold its own, more if you expect it to grow. If the dead areas in your turf align proportionately with the shadier spots, you need to switch over to Mondo grass, Liriope, or some other shade-tolerant ground cover. Roses give way to hollies, and lantanas and copper plants make room for begonias and ferns. The look of the landscape must be tweaked and fine-tuned to fit the surroundings. That does happen. Then we have to tame the taller plants. Like children, young plants look handsome and harmless. Then they become teenagers, and your struggles begin. Both our plants and our children become large and boisterous. We do our best to control them, but try as we will, they seem to ignore all of our efforts to guide them. There are several good reasons that we end up with the wrong plants for our spaces. Maybe we never looked at the plant tag to see how tall or wide it would grow. We probably never sought help of a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional. Or maybe we just assumed we could keep a plant in bounds by pruning as needed. Well, that doesn't always work, especially if you're way off on your guess. You need to choose a plant that will fit your surroundings. We welcome newcomers. In the past 10 or 15 or 20 years, we've seen a massive number of new plants brought into the market. Many of them are patented plants, and that's great. There are some wonderful things out there. We need to make room for recreation. How your family uses the landscape shifts as the kids mature, so you need to shift the landscape with it to match up with those needs. I'm Neil Sperry, the roots of the matter in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. The 15th-ranked Texas A&M men's basketball team has been in a bit of a drought lately. Despite the losses, senior guard Jalen Jones says he's not panicking.
I've been very confident. We got a lot of veteran guys on this team who's been through a lot of tough situations throughout the seasons, and a lot of young, talented guys that are looking up to us, and I think we'll do a good job of bouncing back. We just got to stay the course and stay focused and can't let these losses get to us.
Jalen and the guys are looking to get back on the right track tonight as they visit the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. The Crimson Tide are led by Coach Avery Johnson, whose son, Avery Johnson Jr., was a freshman with the Maroon and White last season. Coach Billy Kennedy says that sets up for a very interesting matchup.
He knows a lot. There's no question. He knows our players. He knows who gets frustrated. He knows these guys really well because he was really a part of our program. And, you know, that's not something I'm excited about, but it's going to come down to the players, you know, and if our guys are mature enough to know that we've got to execute better and play better.
The Aggies sit at 18-5 overall and 7-3 in the SEC, while the Tide are 13-9 and 4-6. Tip-off tonight at 6 with pregame starting at 5:30 on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The number 15 A&M women's basketball team will host number 11 Mississippi State and Vic Schaefer tomorrow night, a former assistant coach for Gary Blair. Tip-off scheduled for 6, and you can catch the action for that one on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Three Aggie athletes were honored with SEC Athlete of the Week accolades in track and field following the Aggie sweep of the team titles during the Charlie Thomas Invitational this past weekend. Sprinter Devin Jenkins shared the Men's Runner of the Week honors with Christian Coleman of Tennessee, while pole vaulter Jacob Wooten and 800-meter runner Jasmine Frey were each selected as Freshman of the Week. Here's Roger Emmerich with Lone Star NBA action after all the teams had the night off night before last.
Spurs began their annual rodeo road trip in impressive fashion.
Left wing Green sticks to shoot, lobs to Aldridge. He takes it inside, draws the contact, shot is around the rim and good for LaMarcus Aldridge.
Spurs radio voice Bill Schoening with the finish.
Spurs 119, Heat 101.
Mavs and Jazz came down to a final shot in overtime on Utah radio.
Hayward at the top, 3 seconds, rolls to his left with two, steps back for the win. Got it!
Coach Rick Carlisle's Mavs lose for the 11th time at home and drop to 29-26 going into the All-Star break.
We need to get away. I told the guys to enjoy the break and get away from this game and not think about it. You know, we've played, I think, more games than anybody in the whole league. That's why we have such a long break.
Rockets also lose.
Buzzer sounds and the ball game is over. The Warriors start the fourth quarter, tied at 93. They close it out with a 123-110 victory.
Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
We'll keep it with hoops as there was a three-way tie atop the Big 12 among Kansas, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. Perry Ellis had 21 points, and Landon Lucas pulled down a career-high 16 rebounds to help 6th-ranked Kansas knock off number 10, West Virginia, 75-65 to make the tie. And finally, Stars fans were treated to a little extra hockey last night.
But the Wild were making a change, and here's Ben with some speed into the Minnesota zone. Jamie Ben pulls it back, waits, hands it off to Klingberg, closing in. Klingberg with a shot, he scores! John Klingberg does it again.
John Klingberg scored in overtime to give the Stars the 4-3 win over Minnesota.
I had a lot of time. I kind of wanted to give it over to Segi, but there's a lot of times I don't shoot. I try to pass instead. So I felt that, yeah, I had a lot of time. So I had a lot of time to aim where I wanted to shoot. So I was just trying to go high glove there, and it was nice to see you going.
Carletta made 37 saves to win for the first time in more than a month. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
He's a local bookstore owner, a lifelong Republican activist, our neighbor for more than 50 years, State Representative John Rainey. Rainey cut property and business taxes. He voted to secure the border, deploying more officers to stop illegal trafficking. And Rainey stood with our veterans fighting for their health care.
I didn't run for this office to make a name for myself, but to make a difference.
Conservative John Rainey for Texas House.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Mark your calendars February 13th and 14th for the 2016 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit homeexpobcs.com for more info.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm TJ Reese. At Ingram Wallace & Company, our knowledge of tax laws and legislation allow us to identify key tax planning opportunities to minimize what you owe. Let us develop a strategy for you or your business.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
ingramcoffee.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Failed to mention, normally on Wednesdays we talk to Bill Flores. We'll move that to Friday of this week, so we'll do that. And I have a frozen story for you today, because we haven't had one in, I don't know.
About a week.
Yeah.
Hot minute.
That's right. Broadway will be getting frozen, 2018. I mean, that makes absolute
sense.
Oh,
sure it does.
Right? Disney Theatrical Productions bringing a stage version of the animated musical to New York City. Same creative team that worked on the film will do the show. This will be an out-of-town tryout in the summer of 2017, the Broadway opening in spring of 2018. And much like Beauty and the Beast, it'll run forever on Broadway. So we don't have to worry about that, because Disney needs more money.
Yes.
All right, pretty nice weather out there. Real nice weather, as a matter of fact. Look for a high temperature today, probably around 70. Tomorrow, 76. Then 74 on Friday and 70 on Saturday and Sunday. Lots of sunshine. 44 right now. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Bryan.